brothers and sisters, we're happy to welcome you to our sacrament meeting service this day. I have a couple of announcements. Tomorrow, Monday, July 13, the primary children are having their annual summer activity. This year it is called Primary International. Everyone is encouraged to dress in costumes of other lands, but costume is not necessary. Parents and children are invited, 4 p.m., primary room here in the chapel. There will be fun, food, and games. The Ward Camp Out will be held at the Diamond Fork Campgrounds, known as Palmyra. You go up Spanish Fork Canyon east, you come to the turnoff, the Diamond Fork turnoff, and you travel approximately 5 miles. Then on the right-hand side, there are a series of campgrounds. The campground that will be ours beginning at 4 p.m. Friday is called the Palmyra Upper Campground on the signs. Although the Forest Service people seem to call that Palmyra A. They may have, look for a little white sticker, staple to the post. We'll probably say Palmyra A, Reserve Pleasant View First Water. But on these wooden signs with the burned in lettering, it will read Palmyra Upper Campground. We would like all our members to attend. You can take your camper or your tent or whatever you'd like to stay overnight, Friday evening. The high priests have a fine breakfast arranged for us the following morning. We will have the opportunity to play various games, volleyball and badminton. And there is a very nice campfire area with nice seating. And we will expect to have some fireside entertainment on Friday evening. Primary's afraid the mic wasn't working when I made my primary announcement. 4 p.m. tomorrow, Primary International. Everyone invited. There will be fun, food, and games. We have a welfare farm assignment to pick cherries. It's tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 a.m. We will make some specific assignments, but since we have not had an opportunity to do much welfare work this year, if you'd like to do some, it may be your only opportunity. 6 to 8 tomorrow morning, picking cherries at the welfare farm. Our opening hymn is High on the Mountaintop, number 62. The invocation will be given by Brother Jack Thomas.
Amen. then at the opening of this sacrament meeting, we come before thee, bowed heads in humility, we pray to thee, we ask thee for thy blessings and thy succor, that this meeting will be useful to us, and as we listen to the report of these our friends and brethren, the Willies, we might recognize in their actions the what they did as servants of thee in the directing hand without hold over all of us. We are grateful, Father, for the blessings that we receive as a ward and as families. We ask that we might be able to direct our lives in such a way that thy influence may rest upon us to direct us, and we will be alert to the whisperings of the Spirit. We ask thee now for thy Spirit to be here, that we might dedicate ourselves and rededicate ourselves to thee as we partake of the sacrament and sing hymns of praise and listen to the word in thy name. We ask that it's in the name of our Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I'm happy to introduce this fine young man, Stephen Andrews, to you to be ordained to the office of a priest in the Aaronic priesthood. Those of you who can support Stephen in this new responsibility and calling, would you manifest it by the usual sign? Are there any opposed? Thank you. Our sacrament service will commence with the singing of hymn number 274. We will have the first verse or two of the song, I'm not quite sure how, sung by Carlisle and Anna Mae Curtis and Julie and Mark Gibbons. And then at the appropriate time, our chorister, Sister Clark, will come in and lead us in singing this song also.
Oh, thou before thou
those who partake of it, they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy sake, and witness unto thee, O God, the eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may also have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Sister Willie and their family return to us, and they will be the speakers this day. We'll hear first from Heather, then Robert, and then we'll have a piano solo by Stephen Thomas, then we will hear from Sister Rhea Willie, and finally from President Milton Willie.
Heather?
And
it was kind of strange to see how there can be so many different beliefs in the world. And the experience that I had there is greatly strengthened my testimony. Another thing is the district conferences. It's a wonderful feeling to go to the various meetings and see how a small branch can grow until it can become a district. And that has become a great part of our mission to keep going to the different places in Peru. I don't want to leave you my testimony. I know the church is true and that it is guided by the prophet Spencer W. Kimball by direct revelation of Christ, and that Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon by the power of God. And I leave these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.